The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
As we gear up for the Yom Neroim, Habo Aleinu L'Tova, we get into the Elul season, and thoughts of the coming of the new year are on everybody's mind. The parsha that carries us forward into the next few weeks of Hachono is parsha Shoftim. Shoftim v'shoytrim titen l'cho b'chol shorecha, the pasuk says. The imperative that's presented in the beginning of the parsha is the mitzvah of creating a system, a court system, creating a system of batei dinim, shoftim v'shoytrim, titen l'cho darshei reshumos al pi derech remez, say that shoftim v'shoytrim, titen l'cho, refers to a person's own avoida, not only klal Yisrael in setting up the proper court system, v'shoftim v'shoytrim, titen l'cho, every single person needs b'chol shorech, on any place where things could come out, namely in his eyes, his ears, his mouth. Shoftim v'shoytim, a person has to have safeguards in place to guard his purity, to guard his kedusha, to guard his status as an Eved Hashem. That's on one level. On a deeper level, Shoftim v'shoytim titan l'cho, the Pasuk in Yeshaya tells us, Tzion b'mishpot tipode. Klal Yisrael will be redeemed in the merit of the mitzvah of mishpot, the mitzvah of setting up and adhering to a strict sense of mishpat, righteousness, and Torah halacha that's supposed to be amongst us. But also on a personal level, it's not only Klal Yisrael when Mashiach comes, Meher V'Yomenu, but it's also on a personal level that we become worthy of being redeemed in the merit, in the schus of the Shoytim V'Shoytim Titan Lecha, of that system of fairness, the system of justice, and the Redifas HaMishpat, that's our job to create. One of the outstanding features of the system of Mishpat, and a lot of the different features of the Bezdin system are discussed in the parashas of Habo Aleinu L'Tova, in Shoftim, and Kiseisi, a lot of the Dinei Momonos, and the parasha discusses the din of Al Pi Shnayim Edim Yokum Dovor. Well-known halacha that the only edus which is Mikubal, which is accepted as valid testimony in Bezin, is the system of two witnesses. Two kosher witnesses, they have to be above age, men, not women. All the different aspects, tellingly, that are necessary, more or less, for a dayan are true for an aid also. This is one of the most glaring and stark halachis which separate the dinim of mishpat from all other areas in Torah. There are many areas in being Erlich Yidin. There are many areas of halacha that are the purview of a community, of a kehillah, of Rabbonim, of Shulchan Aruch, Zerich Chaim, the Zeridea, the Zevin Ezer. But in the purview of Bezdin, there are two areas of halacha which come under the basic framework of Bezdin. And any edus which is accepted in Bezdin has to be al pi shnayim edim yokum dover. Only that which is said al pi two edim is mekubal in Bezdin as fact. Two edim, like we said, have to be kosher edim with all the halachas shaboy. And in isa v'heter, or chayim, any other area in halacha, the halacha is clear that eirechon nemon b'yisurim. And it behooves us to discover what the uniqueness is of dinim momonos. And we might add, by the way, this will be important, behemshech in our discussion, dinim momonos, the Gemara learns out, al pi shnayim edim yokum dovor, something which is called dovor in the Torah, which in that sense is referring to dinim momonos, is yokum al pi tu edim. The Gemara learns out, exer shove dovor, dovor asya dovor, dovor mi momoin, to dovor shebe erva. Ervas Dovah, the Torah refers to in Parshas Kiseitze, that which has to create, or that which has to undo, Dine Arayis, and we'll discuss what Dine Arayis is, also can only be created, a Kedushin, a Get, has to have two Edim. for a marriage to be created, needs two edim. And that's not only halacha of testimony and bezin. That's for the marriage itself to be created. Has to be created in front of two edim. For the marriage to be dissolved, also needs two edim to chasm the get, to see the mesirias haget. Two edim also are necessary in bezin to asu and ishul abayla. So it behooves us to figure out what the chilik is between other areas in halacha. Of course, the Gzeres HaKosef, but we'll try to understand be'ikvos Rabbi Yosenu what the understanding is in a basic way of different areas in halacha lu'umas dovor, which refers to the name Amonis, and dovor shebe'erva. The Tashbitz, a famous maramochim, the Tashbitz in chilik aleph Simenai and Zion. Tashbitz is from the later Rishonim. He has a status of a Rishon, even though the Tashbitz is really a Talmud of the last of the classic Rishonim, the Rivosh and so on. The Tashbitz suggests that Eid Echod, there's always a Chashash Meshaker. When one person says a story, truth to be told, and that's the way it's accepted in the secular court system, just because somebody said something doesn't necessarily mean it's true. Halacha accepts two Eidim for fact. Of course, there's a Drish of Chakira that's explained in the Psukim in our Parsha, explained in the Sugin in Sanhedrin. But as a basic status, anything which is goes through Bezdin, passes through the scrutiny of Bezdin, as testimony of two Edim is accepted as fact. Secular law doesn't have that idea. Maybe he's lying, maybe not. Let's cross-examine. There might be other forms of evidence or reasoning which are accepted or not accepted, maybe it could be a counterweight to Edim. There's nothing in Torah system, there's nothing that's Oymid Keneged to Edim. No system of logic can be Oymid Keneged fact, which is created by Enei HaBezdin, Al Pi Shnayim Edim. Maybe there's a Chashash Meshaker. Maybe one aid could be lying. Somehow when there's two, since it's two together, Mistama one wouldn't lie with the other, or it's too public, they wouldn't put themselves through that, risk. This is also halacha edish she'ashat yochel lazima, since edim can be caught in a compromising situation where they lied and they weren't even there, and there'll be a din of edim zemim, they can be punished. That also creates a factor of fear. That's only by two edim, by one aid, maybe there's a chashash meshaker. So the Tashbitz is suggesting that there's a logical reason why two Edim are better than one. A similar idea than the Nesiv is somewhat different, but a similar approach than the Nesiv is in Siman Lamed Aleph says that one aid is not necessarily accepted. His testimony is not necessarily accepted as accurate because what he calls bididamiloch, a person could always see something and not see the reality so clearly. If one aide says that somebody was Michal Shabbos, or he killed, or whatever the case is, that created Hoitzos Momin, the testimony is not considered reliable enough. Two people generally don't make the same mistake. When the Eidus is corroborated, Al Pi Shnai Medim Yokum Dover, we accept the testimony of the two of them together. So the Sivis is also postulating that the difference between two and one is the difference between the difference in the level of accuracy, of authenticity, that we give that which we hear from two Aiden. There are several problems with this whole approach. Several major problems. One opens up a Rambam in Perkhes Yisoydi HaTor, and the Rambam's talking over there about Nevuah. And the Rambam says what a Novi, who is accepted as a Novi, says, we accept, we do know that it's true, we don't know it's true, but the Novi said it, and he compares that Ledugma to what we hear from two Edim. It would sound like, and the Rambam says it quite clearly over there, the two Edim were enjoined to Paskin to accept the reality Al Pishneim Edim. Not that we necessarily know whether it's true or not, where Makabal, the din is that we have to listen. We do know, we don't know, it doesn't make a difference. We listen to them, and we have to pass an LPM. It sounds clear from the Rambam that the Eidus is not just some type of evidence. Well, two people say it, it has to be true. But the fact of the matter is that the Torah says we have to listen to them, whether we know it's true or not. Furthermore, on a more logical front, there's several rayas that are quite clear. The Gemara says, Al pi shnayim shloisha eidim yumas hameis. Two or three, the Gemara says that two or three are exactly the same. What happens? Let's say there are conflicting sides to the story. One person brings in two Edim. The other one brings in 2,000 Edim, 500 Edim, 1,000 Edim. You and I would both say that if the reason why two is better than one is because there's more accuracy, there's more weight, there's more authenticity, we believe, that's for sure that 500, 1,000, 2,000 eidim, we believe more. Halacha says in Mishnah Makas Davov Trei Kemeo, there is no difference to the validity that a bezin attributes to what they hear from 2 eidim to 2,000 eidim. In the sense that the reason why there's a difference between 2 and 1 is because of accuracy, because of reliability. There's no reason why there should not be a chiluk between 2 and 2,000. That's first of all. Second of all, if you think about it, there are dinim mominis, which are paskening din monek din pruta. We could have a din teira that's on the sum of $5, and over there, we only believe 2 eidim. Why? Because you can't believe 1, it's not accurate enough. When it comes to paskening on the status of a mikveh, which is negeh chai v'krisus for women, when it comes to paskening on Shailos Chamurois of Machal Zazus, when it comes to being relying on somebody to say that 1,000 animals were shechted kedin, we have no problem, we don't bat an eyelash, all Yidden are accepted, we accept anybody, a woman, a man, above age, under, it doesn't make a difference. All of a sudden we get to a din of a pruta. So we could say maybe based on what we said, maybe the system of Mishpat, of Dine Momines, has a certain uniqueness. And what about Dovah Shebe'er Erva? Dovah Shebe'er Erva is creating or dissolving a marriage. What about saying, Lamashal, when we paskin on the yichus of a woman, that she's so-and-so's long-lost sister, and because of that, she's also, when matter somebody to get married to a certain woman, there was a question on her yichus, and we paskin, based on erecha, that her yichus is, she's mutal akol. There's also shailas chamurois. Let's give another case in dine mominis. What is dine mominis? Dine mominis l'chara is pretty clear. Any din moment between two people. What about a din moment that's not between two people? Namely, something is lost. Somebody finds a wallet with a large sum of cash, or finds a little jewelry box with tens of thousands of dollars worth of jewelry. The halacha is an aveda. There's a mitzvah hashavas aveda. The Ran says in Chulin Daf Tzadik Vov that Eid Echod is Nemon. Legabi, it seems to be Gemara Olsen Bob and Tzichah Vov. Eid Echod is Nemon to return an aveda lebaleo. Think about it. You have a jewelry box with tens of thousands of dollars. Eid Echod over there, we don't question the authenticity of what he's saying. He's Nemon. Why? Why is it not Dine Mominis? Because there's no two sides. There's nobody arguing against. Masha'enkin, if we have Din Mominis on a nickel, over there we'll say, no. An Eid Echod is maybe Choshud Lasheker. An Eid Echod maybe he's not accurate enough. We can't rely on him. Doesn't that fly in the face of reasoning? So it would seem to be clear, Lulei Dvar Vakdoshim Shalatajmit Shalasivis, that the approach has to be somewhat different. The Rajva and Tshuva Miuchosois Simen Tzadik Dalet says that 2 eidim is exes hakosuv in the system of Mishpat. The Ktois echoes this in many places, quotes the Rajva in one place, another place. He doesn't quote the Rajva. Says that the difference in 2 eidim and 1 eidus has nothing to do with the reliability, the accuracy of the eidus. There's exes hakosuv in Dine Mominis and Dovah Shebe'er Erva that there needs to be 2 eidim. Maybe we'll try to add a rationale to this idea. It's not just Gzeres HaKosuv. But the Nekuda is that Mishpat, the basic underlying principle of Mishpat, is something which is not the domain of a Yochid. Every Yochid in Klal Yisrael is Mitzvah. Every single Yid is Mitzvah to keep 4 halachim and Shulchan Aruch, to keep every word in Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh Baal Peh. Your kiyum of halachos, be it the kashrus of an animal, be it the kashrus of a mikveh, all different areas in halacha, eid echod nemen bisurim. What's negeh to a person's private kiyum halacha, private, of course there's a rav that's paskening, there's a rav that has to be listened to, there's poiskim, there's gedolei hador, but kiyum ha-mitzvos is really every yochid by himself as part of the klal. By definition, Dine Mominis is an area in halacha that deals with the klal because there's always two people involved. Which is why by Dine Mominis of Aveda, there might maybe be more, much more of a chashash mishaker on tens of thousands of dollars of an aveda than on a nickel. That's an issue of the contention between two people. But since it's an issue of contention between two people, the Torah says that that has to go through the system of mishpat. Same way, in Arachaim Yerideh, a Rav paskins. The Rav doesn't have to be one of the Gedolei Hador. Not every Shaila has to be gepaskin by Rav Moshe Feinstein, by Rav Eliyoshiv, by Yibodel Chaim Tovin of Nissen Kirelitz. Shailas can be paskin by any Rav who's capable, who's competent, and who has the trust of the Tzibur, can paskin a Shaila. By definition, Dinim Momenes has to go to a Bezdin. It's a system, the paskining Choshe Mishpat is not just clarifying halacha for a yochid, it's creating a klal, because by definition we're dealing with a rabbin, we're dealing with two people, it has to be gepaskin by a panel representing the klal. Bezdin is not just the way to clarify halacha and the difficult topics of Dinei Momenes, but more importantly, Bezdin represents Klal Yisrael. Sanhedrin represents Klal Yisrael. The Bezdin has to be a Klal. It has to be comprised of at least two. Gemara says the reason why you need three Dayanim is because if there's going to be a deadlock between two Dayanim, you need the third, but the system is based on a Ribuy of Dayanim. Ribuy of Dayanim included in the system is anything that creates the reality that Bezdin will paskin. That's part of the system. The Edom have to say it in front of the Bezdin. They have to say it by Yoyim. They have to stand. They have to be kosher for Dayanim. Since they're part of the system, the reality is created by the Edom. It's gepaskened on by the Dayanim. It has to be with two Edom. That's the, not to say rationale, but the Hagdor, the definition of the Gzesa Kosov. The same token, Dovah Shebe'erva, by definition, marriage, creation of a marriage, dissolution of a marriage, is by definition, has to do with the relationship between two people. Lamoshal, to asur up an isha labayla, if a woman who Rachman al-Nathan was mizana, she becomes asur labayla, she's a soita. Reb Kiveger, the Nesivis, the Beis Meir, all want to know that lachar shouldn't be dovish abarva. Asuring up a woman labayla, she does only also chayve lavin. A soita is not an isa chorus to her husband that she was unfaithful to, it's only an isa lav. It's an isa lav, it doesn't have a din of dovish abarva, and they say because the Isser Isha Labailo damages the marriage, it, so to speak, creates the impetus for dissolving the marriage, then by definition you're dealing with the marriage. The level of Isser might not be as chomer as asking up an Isha Lashuk, telling an Isha that she's allowed to get married, her husband died, or saying that she's not allowed to get married, her husband didn't die, because it's only an Issa Lab, not an Issa Chorus, but what you're doing is you're addressing the marriage itself, that's Dovah Shebe'erva. So the word is not more chom or less chom, the word is what you're dealing with. The system of halacha that deals with the rabbim is Bezdin. The system of creating reality, the way it's presented in front of the Bezdin, for the Bezdin to pass it on, is also rabbim. It's also two Edim, not one. And Aveda, therefore, will be kosher with Eid Echod. A dinter that deals with the Shavah Pruta, on the other hand, will have to be Rabbim. Dvarim Chamurim of Arachayim Yerideh, Chil Shabbos, Mikvois, anything relating on a private front to Kiyum Mitzvahs for as many Yechidim as necessary are gepaskin by one Rav, and the reality is created by one aid. Anything, even if it's a dovakal, even if it's the smallest thing, if it's created for Rabbim, it has to be created, the psak has to be created by Rabbim, by a Bezdin, the evidence and the reality has to be created by a Rabbim, by two Eidim. We'll just add one more point. The halach is that if a man disappeared, we don't know where he is, the wife is in Aguna, and the Neid Echad comes and says that the husband died. The halacha is that an Eid Echod is Matir Nisha Lashuk. That's the whole parak of Ha'isha Rabba in the end of Yevomis. Aguno is an Eid Echod is Matir Nisha Lashuk. The Gemara says, what happened to two Eidim? Dovish Ba'erva needs two Eidim. The Gemara says, Mpnei Aguna Akilu Barabonon. Rashi and the Shev Shmaitza and Shmaitza Zayin, the beginning of Marich, understand this Kibshuta, really you need two Eidim. And over here, the Torah was, the Chazal were Mekel, they waived the requirement of Deraisa. Maybe they were Mafkir the Kedushin, maybe they have a right to believe evidence based on other factors. But it's clearly going to connect the Din Torah of Dovah Shebe'erva Brachos Mishnayim. the Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Gershon, the end of Perek Yud Gimel, and this is really Nemuchi Yosef Rishem, the Ro'o Barichus, seem to understand that this rationale is really deraisa. And they base their understanding on the fact, they inferred from a Gemara in the end of Yevomis, that a milsa davida legluye, bederechal, if somebody is alive, or somebody didn't, is not alive, he died, that's a fact that you don't need to be carbated in a court of law. Generally, that will come out as a reality later on. Even if, let's say today, when Adim came to Bezdin, and they said, unfortunately, that the fellow in question died. He was in the World Trade Center when it blew up. There were two Adim. But then, even if you didn't have that fact created on the ground in a Bezdin, it's something that would become clear with the time. Since it's something that would become clear with the time, you don't need two Adim. They understand that the Gemara of Mipnei Aguno Kilber Rabbanon is dealing with why should we not be Machmir? On that, we're not machmir because that's why we're not machmir, and we left it at as halacha milsa david legluye echad is nemun. The rationale based on what we're saying would be like this: the issue of davar shoev shpachas mishnayim is that when reality is created in bezdin, needs to be to edim, like we said. That's only when that reality is to be created in bezdin. Reality of an act happened: a woman was mizana. A marriage was created, a get was given, but where something is not a maisa that happened on January 16th, 2017, where if there are no edim that happened, how are you ever going to know about it? But over here we're talking about somebody's dead. Somebody's dead, it doesn't have to be somebody saw him. If he's dead, eventually it'll be clear he died. They buried him, he's not around, he's not alive anymore. Since that's something that can be and should be and probably will be substantiated, Berbois Hazman, with the passage of time, that Bezin doesn't have to create that reality, Melovia, there's no Xer Sakasov, it's not Davish Be'erva. The Chumra of the Indian is the same, you're being Matun Ishal Lashuk, but what you're doing, you're not creating that reality in Bezin, therefore it does not have the substance of a reality that's being created in front of Bezin, which needs to aid him. There's no Xer Sakasa. This fits in very nicely with our understanding of the difference between Dovah Sheba Erva and Isurim, which, I'm Mutter and also, based on Eid Echod, you don't need to aid him. Ben Shalom should help us. We should be Zeichet to all the brachas that come with Sheftim V'Sheitrim, upholding not only Kiyam Halacha, each one of us in our individual lives, but the system of Shoftim V'Shoytim Titlin L'cha, the system of Klal Yisrael, adhering, being faithful to Ratzon HaBorei, should be zeichet to the brachos of Tzion B'Mishpat Tipode, V'Shaveh B'Tzokah, we should be zeichet to see the system, Hashiv Shoftayach Bar Yishayno, Yerushalayim Yerakredish Meherv Yomenu Amen.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.